And joining us is the Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, Mara Hanel. Good afternoon, Mara. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Back again after a short vacation, which was too short. Anyway, we're going to be talking about events and activities and services of the Arts Council, and also exhibits. There's an exhibit coming up at the gallery in East Grand Forks. Tell us more about that.
Yes, Jessica Pribula was selected as our Artist of the Year last year, and we put her in the schedule for the art exhibit going on over at our gallery, and this is her time. So Jessica has created some new work as well as is putting up some of the work from her past, and she's just an exquisite artist working with textile art. She has a loom that she's weaving things on, and she's always done collaged pieces that really have sort of a women's rights feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some have a lyrical, dancing, ballet type of style, and they're really beautiful and yet thought-provoking pieces. She's one of our very talented artists who makes her career in art and has a master's degree.
And that opens to the public on January 14th and runs until March 1st. And there's a reception for her on Saturday, February 14th from 4 until 6 p.m. at the gallery. And, of course, everyone's welcome to attend. Again, Jessica Pribula from East Grand Forks. Well, what else is going on?
We have a few deadlines that I just want to mention that are coming up. Even one is at the beginning of February, which is for our arts grants. So our arts project grants and arts legacy grants have that deadline. But I really would like to focus on the fact that it takes a little while to get together a nomination that's put forward for our Artist of the Year, which Jessica received last year,
mm-hmm.
or our Arts Advocate of the Year.
Okay.
And those nominations need to come in by the end of February, but sometimes it takes people a little while to just put the nomination together by getting some letters for the artist and putting them in the mail and just compiling it. So I'd really like to, you know, remind people that that's going on, Ron, and just encourage them to think of some of their arts leaders and very active artists that have shown up in their community for years now and get them recognized. So this is a good time to do that. The other thing with that particular program is the two awards are given at a $500 level, and then the people that are put forward for the Artist of the Year Award have a little extra criteria and they're looked at again, and we give out a Northwest Star Award, and that's a lifetime of achievement. And if that artist comes forward, then we're able to give a $5,000 award. We don't always have the pool, so it has to be someone that's been active throughout their lifetime. But often we're able to give that award now. We've given it two years in a row. So.
Can you recall who won the award last year for the Star Award?
The large one went to LaVon Forsberg of Thief River Falls.
That's
and
right.
LaVon won it for all her years in visual art. She's created many, many paintings, and her husband do stained glass windows throughout the whole area. They created the stained glass chandeliers that are in the Carnegie Library. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And for those who are considering nominating someone, again, the criteria for applying to receive the award, what kind of background are you looking for?
They can be in any of the arts. So it can be a visual artist. It can be, which would be painting and drawing and sculpture. It can be the fine craft artists that work in textiles, you know, fiber arts, metalwork, woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
It can be someone who's a writer. It can be a theater or an actor or a director. Music, any musician or choir directors or choir leaders. It can be dancers. So, you know, the media arts, photography, film, video. So we have lots of artists that qualify. And then Arts Advocates, the Arts Advocate Award, might be a real pivotal teacher, someone who's brought arts into the classroom, into the community, or an arts leader that always runs activities around your town in the arts, or in some of our communities have art centers,
mm-hmm.
so a real pivotal person at that art center. So we've had just a whole variety of arts advocates that have come, you know, as a nomination from different communities. So, yeah.
Okay, and nominees come from the 7-county area of Northwest Minnesota. And what are those counties again, Mara?
Kitson and Roseau, Marshall, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Norman.
And to do so, what can folks do?
They can either email our office or call to receive the nomination across their own email, or we can send it in the mail. It is on our website, so in our website you can look for it under opportunities and you can nominate into that area, and or I can direct you to our website specifically and where the nomination form is. It's a very, very simple form. Basically, you're just putting their contact information, your contact information, which award you're nominating them for, and then you attach a sheet of paper that writes about them. So we have certain sentences that we've given you to prompt in your head how to write about the person you're nominating. And then only one form comes back for the person you're nominating, and then other people add supporting documentation, and you give a summary of the qualifications of that person. So,
all right.
And then usually it's hidden from them. They don't know that they were nominated for the award, so it comes from the nominee. And then our other thing that I should mention, Ron, that has a exact same deadline, the last day of February, is our art exhibit. So our big annual art exhibit, Call for Entries, is available now online, and people can look through the art that they've created this past year or create a new piece and submit up to 2 pieces for consideration in our art show.
Yes, that's a very large exhibit every spring. Last year it was in Middle River, Minnesota. Where is it this year, Mara?
It's going to be in Thief River Falls. We're going with a central location this year, and
okay.
it'll start about mid-April with the artwork coming in, and then the reception will be that Sunday, that first weekend of May. And yeah, it should be nice. It's a nice location, always in Thief River Falls, a lot of good volunteers, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, very good. To contact the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council in Warren, what can folks do, Mara?
They can look to our website. So our website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. You can give us a call directly, 218-745-9111, and, of course, email, which is my first name, mara@nwrdc.org.